It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yeah, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. And this is your daily sports dump for today, Tuesday, January 14th, the end of the college football season. And a tiger was crowned last night. That was going to happen either way. I could have just put that in ahead of time. But it was the LSU Tigers that were crowned. So congratulations to them. And we've got some big news about that coming up in just a minute. But before that, unfortunately, a correction. Maybe I should put some correction music in. I already have the broadcast news music from yesterday, so I'll probably put that in. So here's our correction music. That's right. Well, the correction is yesterday I said that Joey Cora was a cheater in one of our jokes.
Breaking news.
And when it was actually Alex Cora who was the cheater. And so I retract the Joey Cora statement. We at this time have no evidence that Joey Cora is a cheater. I don't know if this means we're going to start looking for it to prove the point, but as of now, it's a correction. Alex Cora, not Joey. Now, onto the jokes. There are no jokes. But, better than a joke, we have a live interview right now with Ed Ogeron, head coach of the LSU Tigers, champions of college football. Coach Ogeron, thank you for making it out here to Sherman Oaks on such short notice to talk to us. How are you doing?
Yes, it was pretty good. It's a Friday on us here morning. Go Tigers.
Of course. Well, I mean, it must have been a long night for you last night. Obviously, winning that game must be one of the great highlights. Now, as a native of Louisiana, how does it feel to win the title in your home state, coaching your home state school?
Well, Sam, another fine, so we carry the horns. And then, so we'll chat. Go Tigers.
True. I can only imagine. Now, early on in the game, LSU, your team was pinned against your goal line. It looked like Clemson had the early advantage there. Was there anything you told your team to turn them around at that time?
Catch on, Walter. Had to get along. Drop in game. Jump on down. Don't get about your burrow. Hunt down ball. Watch your can a throw. Go Tigers.
Well, that clearly worked. Now, I know that You keep in touch with all the alums, and I noticed after the game that Odell Beckham was handing out huge wads of fake money to the players. You haven't really spoken out much about whether you believe players should be paid for their playing on the teams when there's so much money involved. Is there anything you'd like to comment on that right now?
I was calling with the complications. To money, so trying to be education. Go Tigers.
Very nuanced. Wow. I don't know if I've ever heard that before put in quite such a way. Now, this may be out of nowhere, but President Trump was at the game, and he was cheered heartily, but there's been a lot of division in this country. Some of it caused by him, quite frankly. Is there anything that you would want to say to him on behalf of the country?
Go Tigers.
Oh, wow. Well, geez, I hope that message makes it to him because, you know, even as hard-headed as he might be, he can't ignore words like that. Well, Coach Ogeron, I just want to thank you so much for being here, and please come back and join us anytime for maybe a longer form conversation because just based on what I've heard you say right now, I'd like to hear a lot more. All right. Have a good one.
Go Tigers indeed.